You are currently listening to the free version of The News Show. For more of the best in tech and our expanded edition of The News Show, plus the end finally for the day, please consider being a Patreon supporter for as little as $1 per month. Head to patreon.com/BTN News today. And thank you so much for your support. Hello, news listeners. Welcome to a brand new month. And welcome to your Tuesday installment of The News Show. It is the 1st of August, 2023. Here comes the best in tech for you. And we'll get you caught up on it in about 5 minutes. All right, hands up out there. How many of you actually use Google Assistant? I'm sure quite a few hands are up out there. Now, how many of you get really annoyed with Google Assistant? Well, things may be about to get better. However, though, if you get annoyed with your assistant, you may not want to get annoyed right at it, because it seems AI is coming on board, at least according to an internal email that's been leaked. Now, in this email, they're saying the assistant team leads are seeing a huge opportunity to explore what a supercharged assistant could be. And this would all be powered by the latest LLM, or large language model. Now, of course, LLMs allow the ability to follow a thread of a conversation, making it more fluid between you and your assistant, something that doesn't always work right now. But with the integration of AI, all that could definitely change. Going on to say in this leaked email that AI could be very useful as an interface for simple digital interactions. Now, when they're talking about AI in this email, we don't really know which one they're talking about. More than likely, Bard, as it's already part of Google. One thing's for sure, though, it's the logical step forward for assistants, be it Google Assistant, Siri, so we all might want to watch our mouths when we talk back at it. Well, here's something that's nice to see if you rely on multiple monitors for your Windows 11 machine. Refresh rates? Finally going to get an improvement. Yeah, Microsoft finally making it a heck of a lot more convenient to actually use multiple monitors. I can hear gamers out there saying, oh, thank God. According to Microsoft, they say they have improved the refresh rate logic to allow different refresh rates on different monitors. And of course, that will depend on the refresh rate of each monitor and the content that's actually shown there. So if you have multiple monitors that say support high refresh rates, you got them pumped up to their full potential, apparently now it will not bog down the machine. And speaking of now, you can't take advantage of this now. There's always a catch. But according to Microsoft, it should be hitting Windows 11 sometime in the coming months.